Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Yutes, and we're going to talk about Sirif Bakli for Kachim and for Challah. The Gemara here discusses if a Tful Yom touches part of an item, so then the whole item can become Tame. That's what the Gemara says right in the middle. Shenaga Tful Yom b'miksasan, pasal is cool on a Tful Yom who has the status of a Sheni Latoma. If he touches part of an item, even if it's not one unit, pasal is cool on, he pasals the entire item, even though it is, what are we talking about in the Gemara? Soles, flour, ktores, spices, lavona, gecholim, coals, they're separate entities, but because they're in a group together, so then Naga Tful Yom b'miksasan, pasal is cool on. And really, this is explaining the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, which the Gemara quotes here. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek of Chomer Bakachim in Maseches Chagiga, Daf Chaf Amabez, the Mishnah starts off, Chomer Bakodesh Bibatruma. There are Chomers that apply to Kachim that do not apply to Truma, right? Truma and Kachim are two of the items that have a Kedusha, Karbanos and Kachim have a higher level of Kedusha than Truma. So the Mishnah lists off Halachos that Karbanos are and Kachim is more chamer than Truma. Shematzbilin kalim betol kalim l'truma. And the Gemara goes through explaining each one. Just as examples, you can be tovel a kli within a kli for Truma, avalola kodesh. For kodesh, they have to be separate. Acharayim betoch ubeis hatzvisa betruma, avalola bakachim. Goes through many other halachos, but the one that's important for us is a little bit later in the Mishnah. Hakli mitzareif masha besocha la kodesh, avalola truma. The kli is mitzareif, connects everything in it for Kodesh, that if something is in a Kli, and that it is Kachim, as the status of Kachim, so then if a part of it becomes Tami, it all becomes Tami, Avlola Truma, but for Truma, it wouldn't be true. Rashi, Ochlim Chatichos Harbi, Bekli Echad, V'Nogat Tami Be'echad Mehen, HaKli Mitzarf, Anlios Kulam Chaticha Achas, V'Nitmu Kulan, when it comes to Kachim, Avlola Truma, Ela Osa Shenaga Ba Havi Rishon, V'Hanogaz Ba Havi Sheni, V'Hanogaz Bishnia, Shalish, Vahashar Tahoros. So that's the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga at the beginning of the third parak Chomer Bakodesh. That's quoted here. It's quoted right here in the middle of our daf. Hakli mitzarif es kol es masha besocha la kodesh avolo la truma vaharivi bakodesh pasav vashlishi betruma vachulu. And the Gemara continues discussing that. The Gemara here has two deos, whether this concept of tsirif is a dinda araisa or a dinda rabbanon. The Gemara says, Alma kasavar, after the Mishnah is quoted, and then Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva, Meidusosh Rabbi Akiva, Nishtes Mishmazu, Titania, Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Hasolas, Vakhtoris, Valavon, Vakhalim, Shinagat, Tulyom, and Mixasan, Pasalas Kulan, if Tulyom touches part of them, Pasalas Kulan, so it must be, he's the author of that Mishnah, and Alma kasavar, tsirif the rabbanon, it must be that he holds the concept of tsirif is a din de rabbanan. And then the Gemara says, Upliga de Rabbi Chanin, and argues Rabbi Chanin, de Amar, tsirif da raisa. Rabbi Chanin says tsirif is da raisa based on the pasuk and parshas Naso, which we'll read soon. But first, the Gemara said that this concept of tsirif is de rabbanan. What's the diuk in the Gemara? What's the diuk? Alma kasavar tsirif de rabbanan. What does that mean? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says, Alma kasavar tsirif de rabbanan. Milsa ba'anfei nafshehi. This is a separate statement. Mida amar Rabbi Yochanan, midus Rabbi Akiva nishneis. Alma kasavar Rabbi Yochanan tsirif de klila kodesh. Diktoni gabi malos. Lav do raisahi elami de rabbanan. All the list of items there in Chagiga, included in these malos, including the tsirif the kli, that's a din, that's a chumra drabanan. Demi drabanan hu degacholim v'lavona labadi kibuli tuminidu. Why? Because on a daraisa level, these items are not food. And what could become tame? Only three things could become tame. Ochel, kli, adam. Those are the only things that can become tame in life. And these aren't some of them, right? Coals aren't food, kli, or a person. And ktores is not food, kli, or a person. So that's the concept of chibas hakodesh machsharto. Chibas hakodesh, the beloved nature of kachim, that allows it to be a rule breaker. And therefore, it is mekabel tumah. But that's only, says Rashi, adin derabanan. V'lav b'nei kibulei tumah ninu. Elami derabanan. V'yafagav de omar mar v'habasal rabos eitzav alavona. Amrinim b'kal shod de ma'alami derabanan hi. And even though we include it, it is adin derabanan. That is Shita's Rashi. And this is why Rashi says that the concept of tsirif is derabanan, because we're talking about derabanan, mikabel tumah derabanan items, and therefore the tsirif of them must be derabanan also. That is Shitas Rashi. But if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos argues. Tosfos l'shitaso argues. He goes from Rashi and he says that's wrong. He says, first of all, the lashon of Rashi is vein zaraya. The hasam nami karele milo havi kaparaso ochel bekadshim avagav David araisa. The lashon of mila, first of all, is not dafka derabbanan, it could be daraisa. And number two, the concept of chibas hakodesh, according to Tosas, could be a din daraisa. The separate topic of chibas hakodesh, that's a din daraisa. The vahabasar larabos eitzav alavona, lamas machtahi. The muchachasa mina, the chibas hakodesh machshir daraisa. So Tosas argues on Rashi, the root of the machlokas is about chibas hakodesh. But the application is, how do you read this Gemara? Rashi says the diak is that these items are only makabal tomami derabbanan. Tosas says no, there must be a different shot for the diak, venira lari, kamosha, huga, beferish. The diak, the tzir of derabbanan, mehadu tani resha, al efer chatos, because he talks about the efer there of the paraduma, so that is only matami midrabanan. Shimnaga tami, vimixas time eskulo, vizel midrabanan, shefer chatos eno kodesh ela chol. Again, a topic, the status of the para aduma. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what exactly is the diak according to the mandamar of Tzirif Darabanan? According to the mandamar of Tzirif Daraisa, that's based on the pasuk kaf achas asara zahav malei katoras hakas of asa koma shebekaf achas. The Torah made everything in the spoon as one kaf achas. That's the drasha that we'll get back to Ben Hashem in a couple of minutes. But first, so here is a machlokas between Tzirif Daraisa, Tzirif Darabanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an important tshuva in Simin Samachetz, Chelik Aleph Simin Samachetz in the Mincha Shlomo, where Shlomo Zalman talks about, we know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chala, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, that there is Tzirif L'Chala. That if I have dough in a kli, so that makes it all one dough in order to create the shear for the Hafrashas Chala, in order to be able to be mafresh from part of one to the other. And there you don't find any discussion of the Raisa Drabanan. The Mishnah says, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Av harode benosin lasal, if you take dough out and put it in the basket, some Rishonim say it's only dafka when it's still hot, but harode benosin lasal hat sal mitzarfan lachala. There's something called tzirif lasal. So, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, how does that concept relate to our concept? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's two different things. Tzirif lasal for chala and tzirif kli for kachim, here are two different halachas. Right, two different. That for sure is a din d'araisa. And here is a machlokas, d'araisa d'rabanan. And also there are other differences as well. Says the Shlomo Zalman, v'nir l'ni yazdaiti, d'nei zeh v'adei mistaver, v'tzir of sal d'hacha, en oshaya klal, v'tzir of kli, d'tzan b'reish chomer b'kodesh. Not connected. Chada, number one, d'rak l'kodesh hu d'mahani, v'lo l'truma. Number one, it only is the tzira for kachim and not for truma, in terms of being mitzari for tuma. V'kolshigin b'chulin d'lo mahani tzirif l'chai b'chala. V'su, d'gam l'inyin kodesh pli gamarei b'sechas p'sachim. And also, regarding our case, right, our daf, p'sachim yutez, machlokasi havi d'araiso d'rabanan, v'arama pasak shurak d'rabanan, v'yilin yichala pashut, d'chiyuvo havi min ha-Torah. Tzirif sal, that's a din d'araisa, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. V'tarmen gam me'isa k'tana, pachos mikashir, al'isa gadol l'sheyesh bashir, imei munachem yachar v'tok liyachar. If you have one dough, a big dough, and a little dough, they're all in the same kli, give mafrish from one to the other. V'chazina, number three. So number one, it works for kachem and not for truma. Number two, d'araisa versus machlokas. V'chazina nami, delinyin tuma sagi v'tzirif greida. V'ein tzirichem klal shi noshchos, o nogos hachaticho zubazu. Regarding our halacha of tzirif, there's no halacha. They have to be touching. No, they're not touching. They're just in the same kli. Ve'ilu le'inyin chala pligi ba'amorai ve'psachem memches. Later on, psachem memches has a machlokes, whether it has to be touching or not. Ve'gam katsuva tosfos nida daf zayin, right? Whether it needs to be mukaf, whether it has to have, it's considered mina mukaf. Yes, it could create a chiyuv for chala, but it's not called mukaf. V'yamrina d'dami l'tzirif t'tuma, harei ze adiv t'femi negia, sheri negia ina osas an ogim ke'echad, v'ilat tzirif asos an mamish kugevechad, tzirif makes him like one. And finally, does it need a tok, does it need a rim? Rather, the Gemara in Chagiga daf chavdalad, tzirif kli, only if it has a rim. And for chala, the Gemara has a teiku about it, there, m'sachem memches, whether it needs a rim. So there are many chilukim when it comes to tzirif chal and tzirif kli here. So one should recognize that they are two different halachas. Rav Soloveitchik, as quoted in the Shiurei HaRav on Maseches Chala, discusses the idea of tzirif sal. Is that a mechayev bifnei atzma? Or is that l'mafreya, it's megale, it's like a tznai, and then the chiyuv goes back l'mafreya from the time of Gilgal, from the time of making the dough itself. Im nomar, yesh l'farsha b'shnei panim, he says, shasal matzarif l'chiyuv chala. Im nomar, deshas lechem chashiv shas chova, kemo shas Gilgal, Right, this is another stage where you could be chayiv. V'yalkein mo'ol tziruf sal gam la'achar ha'gilgol. Oh no, the shas gilgol bilvad chashiv shas chova. The b'chayiv for challah is at the time of baking the dough. V'hu ha'machayiv b'challah. Ela de'inyin tziruf l'shir challah mahani shas lechem. But later on, it can already be mitzuraf. And that could be good enough. Yal zem is chayav l'mafreim ishaz gilgul. V'nira de nafkamina bazeh. What's the nafkamina? If it's owned by a guy at the time of tziruf. And was owned by a Jew by the shas gilgul. Shapas b'rshus akum b'shas tziruf sal. She'im at tziruf mechayav l'mafreya. So then it's okay. Yesh l'chayav b'chala. Kiva shabashas gilgul. Haysa isa b'rshus yisrael. Aval imdin tziruf sal. Hu mishum t'shas lechem nami chashiv shas chova. Ein lechayiv b'chala. So then there's no chiyuv kiva the b'shas chovah. So he's a betura. It depends if this itself is a zvan of mechayiv, or it's just megale l'mafreya. He quotes this is a discussion in the poskim in the footnotes here. But lechora o nafkamina, they quote on the bottom imsorach shiu mimin echad olo. What about two different minim? Two different minim. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rashba that it has to be min echad. Okay, that could be another nafkamina in that. So this is in terms of the connection between our Gemara of tziruf kli for kachim and the concept of tziruf sal, which we know comes up halacha l'maisa when one is making dough or being mafresh. The next point to discuss is what about the drasha according to the mandar of tziruf daraisa? Kaf achas asara zahav malei katoras. Akasav asa koma shebekaf achas. The Torah makes everything in the kaf achas. The question the Achronim ask is why is it that the Gemara darshans from kaf achas, right, earlier in those parshios of the Nesiim, there were earlier psukim that talk about achas, right? The Panim Yafis and Parshas Naso asked this. Kasha lama lo hevi akra ha-kasev shalafanav ka'aras kesef achas. Mizrak echad kesef. Right, why do you dafka darshan the kaf, which comes up later on? So the Panim Yafes gives two answers. Number one, he says, maybe when it comes to the mincha wasn't niskadesh yet. It's not niskadesh until it comes into the kli. The kli is mekadesh it. The kli is mekadesh it. The ketores that it was talking about here in the kaf was niskadesh kfar. So that's a raya that a kli that's not mekadesh could be mitzarif. That's what it's trying to figure out. Lefima shekasavti de menachas. Adkan. The menachas were definitely not hukdash because they would nifs, they would be nifsal then by overnight. So he says, "Shani ketores hol v'tzarasa b'kol hashana kula," and therefore it's going to be different. Number one. Number two, he says maybe there were other ka'aros in the Mikdash, and there were other Mizraks in the Mikdash, but there wasn't any other Kaf. So it could be when it says Achas or Echad, by the other ones, it could be like it says by the Tamid, Miyuchad Sheba'edro, Keves Echad, Gemara in Megillah Chavches, Imno Mar Keves Lama Nemar Echad, HaMiyuchad Sheba'edro, right? Or also in the Yalkut, Parben Bakar Echad, HaMiyuchad Sheba'edro, Balkalim Moshayach HaMiyuchad, but maybe that's why here. The Nira Haid Achas, the Ksiv Bikara, Haidushay Miyuchad Mishubach, Lishar Kalim Aksuvim Bemishkan. And the Mizrakos, Abal Gabe Kapos, Lomatsinu Shahayu Bemishkan, Ume Eza Matechas Hayu. Lakach Darshu, that's what Chazal say, the Achas must be teaching me something, If you look at the Nitziv, the Nitziv says, I'm sorry, I think I misspoke. What I read before, I was reading it, this doesn't fit. The answer that I said before about the Kalim, the first answer, that's what the Nitziv. The Nitziv says, Nemro Mesad, that they're in Chagiga Dafchav Gimel. That's what he says, that you need a Kli that is a Kli Hedyot that's not even Makadish. V'nira Shebal Olami Da'afilu Kishe'ein Sarech L'Kiddush Kli Akli Mitzarfan. That's the key. To Bektores HaMachdesh is Makadashto. Bektores, it's already Hukdash beforehand. In the grinder, it was already Hukdash. But here, you know, it's Makudash in the Kli. So to say that it's Makadish and Mitzarif, maybe that's one thing. But maybe if it's not Makadish, how do you know it's Mitzarif? The Kamash Malanda, Filu, Kshayin Sarach, Lakidush, Akli, because they're Akli Mitzarifo. Right? And that's the, says the Nitziv, that's the answer. What I read before, the Panim Yafis' first answer is different. It's that only Ktores, doesn't have lina issues, and this relates to the Ketores being what the status of Ketores is. Again, I'll read it again now with the proper perspective. The Menachas al karcha lo hikdishu osav dim lokein ayin ofsalam belina. They were kind of the opposite of the Nitziv. They were in Niskadesh. V'yem kein, you can't learn from the Erkli Mitzarev Masha Besocho because it wasn't Kadosh yet. It wasn't Kadshim yet. But Ketores, is not nifsal bolina, it was already niskadesh, so that's something that's already kadosh, and therefore you can learn from there tziruf kli for kachem. This relates a little bit also to the status of Ktoras. The status of Ktoras. Does Ktoras have kedushas haguf or not? The Radvaz discusses this in a tshuva. Chelik Beis Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi Zayin Sha'alta Mimani Odiyah Chadaiti Alhata Kaimon Ktoras Eino Kadosh Kedushas Aguf El Kedushas Damim Ve'Eino Miskadei Shelo Bekli. So he discusses that. So he says Ani Omer Shelo Nikra Kadosh Kedushas Aguf El Adavish Yukar Val Gavi Amizbech Achitzon Lechaper Al Avon. Kedushas Haguf, full Kedushas Haguf, is something that is put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon L'chaper. V'zeh klal gadol l'chol haroi l'mizbeach HaChitzon. She'eino ba l'hachshir es HaKarban. Anything that comes on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. V'kivin shu ba l'chaper al avon, ra'ui she'yeh lo Kedushas Haguf. V'lo yitzarcho klisharis l'kadshon. Anything that's going to be going on the Mizbeach to be mechaper, so that automatically as Kedusha doesn't need a kli to be mekadishit. Aval haktores lo hayabai lachaper alavon klal, elo lahavriach kochos hachitzonos min hamigdash. He quotes a Zohar. It's a deeper idea, but it's not about kapara. And therefore, and he quotes this Zohar, is Hashem atar hariyata ro'eh, shlo hayak toris lachaper alavon, v'kivin shakin lo hayatzorach sheyeh bo kedushas haguf. The Ikra Voda is in the palms of the Kohen. He talks about whether it has Kedushas Haguf. Then he says something like the opposite. Odef Shalomar, Kimerov Kedushaso Upnimiuso. Because it's so kadosh, that kedusha cannot last except when you're actually doing the maisa, when you're makdir it. So it doesn't get kedusha zaguf until you're actually about to do the item. Hariyata ro'eh, kama kedusha zaktores gedola mikol shar karbanos. Ulafichach ein roi, sheyiba kedusha zaguf achas asiyaso mitzvaso vidaehu. So he says maybe the exact opposite. It's so kadosh, kedusha zaguf, so maybe it doesn't want to have this kedusha. The halacha doesn't want it to have its kedusha until it's actually going to be used. Fine. So what did we speak about? We spoke about the diuk in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, number one. Number two, we spoke about the relationship between tziruf chsal for challah and tziruf kli for kachim. We spoke about kaf achas, why the drasha is from the ketores and not from the earlier psukim. And one final discussion, the psak of the Rambam. The psak of the Rambam. The Rambam here seems to have a stira. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah paskins milus derabanan. And passing that this is just a remez, says the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin, Haklimitz in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, Haklimitz Arif Mashe Besochol HaKodesh Avalo L'Truma, Ketzad, Kli Shum Alei Peros Prudin Zemizeh. If you have a Kli that has full of fruit that are separated, go to Simukim V'Grogris V'Noga Tumah V'Echa Mehem, Nitma Kol Sheba Kli, LaKodesh Avalo L'Trumah. If it's for Kodesh, it is going to be Tame, but not for Truma. The Chol Milos Shel Devrayim Heim. The Remez Yesh Lamala Zuba Torah. And there's a Remez in the Torah. Kaf Achas Asar Azom Aleka Torahs. Omer Chachamim Kol Mashe B'Kaf HaRei Yukaguf Echad. So there's a Remez to it, but that's the Rambam. So it sounds like it's Drabanan. The problem is in Psulim Magdashim Yud Aleph Chav Gimel, the Rambam seems to say that it is a Safik Daraisa. The Rambam says if you have the Isaron of a carbon mincha in a kli, and it's split into two parts. Chile ko isaron bekli echad vein chalak of nogin zebaze vein beinam mechitza hariz a suffik in mitzarif akli le kemitza o ena mitzarif lefichach lo yikmot, don't do kemitza on this, and if you did lo yakter, don't burn it vehemekter, and if you burned it you can't eat the shirayim because there's a suffik about these items. So it sounds like that's a suffik daraisa. Sounds like it's a suffik daraisa. That's a big shaila. That's again he's quoting a gemara menachas on Daf Chav Dalid, but it sounds like it's a Savei Daraisa. So all the Achronim, if you look in the Masifta, here quotes a number of the Achronim, the Bati Kahuna, says maybe Remez Min HaTorah is enough to make it a Suffolk, or maybe there's a difference between Tumah as an external source. If somebody touches it from the outside, so that's one halacha, that is where you say it is drabanan. But tziruf lekemitza just has to do with how you look at it from within. Maybe that's an issue. The latter one could be daraisa, more similar to the tziruf lasal discussion. Others say maybe there's a special limud by menachos, bikumtso. And the question is, right, does that exclude two kalim or even two parts of one kli? Again, discussion. But then there's some lundish ones. The Chazon Yecheskel suggests maybe there's a difference between what's needed for Tumah and what's needed for Kemitza. Right? Tumah might need Guf Echad Mamish. Guf Echad Mamish. It's fascinating. The Rambam says if something is made with Meperos, Tumas Ochlin, Vav Yud Gimel, and yudalit. If something is made with meperos, it's not a chibur. Right, isa shalashim meperos. You have a dough that's made with meperos instead of water. Hareza eino chibur. She'en lechadavar shemachaber sa ochlan el shiva mashkin bovad. By tumah, it has to be one item. That's the standard it has to be. By kachim, it doesn't have to be one item. So lamdas wise, there could be a difference between the standards, and that is why the Rama in one place could sound like daraisa, and one place sound like derabbanan. So this takes us a little bit through tzir pakli for kachim and for challah.